learn everything that you can about pregnancy and birth, the process, the mindset, the ins and outs, how you're going to work with a birth partner, how you're going to work with your body, what is going to happen during that process, what's normal, what's not. All of that stuff is going to be really useful for you to know, but it's also good to communicate to other people in your life that may not be supported. Getting pregnant and giving birth are two of the most exciting things you can ever hope to experience in this life. The moment you think you could be pregnant, you're frantically searching for all the best information, which is why you're here today. I'm Stephanie King, and with my many years of experience as a professional childbirth educator, doula, and lover of all things pregnancy, birth, and postpartum, I'm here to make preparing for your birth enjoyable, empowering, and totally easy. Each week, I'll cover different topics, interview professionals, and get into the nitty-gritty birth stories from mamas just like you. And when you're ready for more, you can join me in the My Essential Birth course at myessentialbirth.com, where I take you step by step through exactly how to prepare your mind, body, spirit, and partner for a birth you love. So let's get started. It's time. The My Essential Birth postpartum course is here. Whether you're pregnant, just got baby home, or weeks and months into postpartum, this is the course for you. No more wondering what's normal for your body postpartum, if baby's eating or pooping enough, or how to get a good latch. You now have an all-in-one resource where you can click a topic and get the answer. Learn more at myessentialbirth.com/postpartum and add it onto the My Essential Birth course for even less when you bundle them at checkout. Already in the course? Check your student library and add the course for the same discount. I can't wait to support you on your postpartum journey. Our reviewer of the week is Kay Palson, and she says, "Very educational and empowering. I found this podcast about a week ago and have not stopped binging episodes. I really love the positive birth stories. It seems most of my friends have traumatizing birth experiences, normally ending in an emergency C-section. Since before getting pregnant, my husband and I have discussed working towards an unmedicated hospital birth. I'm now 23 weeks pregnant and feeling more confident than ever that we can do this. Thanks for giving an amazing resource of knowledge and positivity." Thank you for your review. And I want to speak to that for a moment, actually, because this is really not uncommon. And those of you that are listening probably don't have a very different experience. If you do, count yourself grateful, count your blessings, because the reality is a lot of moms are hearing from other women in their birth spaces or in their like friend groups that these are the experiences that they're having with their births. And all of that is kind of something that we take in as we are preparing for our own births. Does that mean you shouldn't talk to your friends about their births? Absolutely not. But it does mean that this is a reality. Then knowing that this could be your birth story if you're not maybe on top of things or creating and envisioning the birth that you desire to have, having that information is actually really good information to have, because then you don't have to repeat the process. You can have a really excellent birth experience. Unfortunately, there are a lot of moms right now that this is the information that they're getting because they're just kind of going along with, as we all do, there is zero judgment here. This was my story. We meet with our providers, we kind of go through the motions, and one thing leads to another, and then we end up with something that we really are not happy about, that there is some trauma from, that there's some healing to do, that now all of a sudden, you know, we've got to do what we can to heal that last birth and kind of move on to be able to do another birth if that's what is on the horizon for us. Anyways, I think it's really important that you have positive places and spaces and people around you as you prepare for your birth, so that you can be excited and confident and ready for this experience rather than fearing it or being really concerned about what is to come. So with that in mind, this kind of is going to connect to that. Today, I want to talk to you about what it looks like if you don't have the best support. And that can be like, I don't want to say intentional, but I was thinking more of like the people close to you that maybe just don't agree with the way that you are preparing for birth. And then kind of on the unintentional side of things, those people that are sharing experiences with you, or you are close enough to hear some of maybe they're not so great comments about birth, whether from their own experiences or from things that other people are experiencing at this time. So this was kind of brought on. There was a conversation happening in our private birth group, and it was kind of brought on by this. And I realized that obviously this woman is not alone, and these conversations have happened throughout time. And it definitely, if this is something that is part of your story right now, feeling like you don't have support either from your like close friends and family all the way through to your provider and outer ring of community and all that kind of stuff, that there are things that you can do. And that's kind of what I want to walk you through today. Whether or not you feel like you have support, there are really positive things that can happen right now for you to feel at peace, at home in your body and in this space of waiting to meet your baby. And I want to give you and offer you some of that strength that I hope some of that can even come from my experience, from the experiences that you hear on the podcast here, from the many thousands of years of women who have given birth, unmedicated, uninhibited, all of that kind of stuff without cesarean prior to us. And just know that there is good on the horizon for you. And this, hopefully, this podcast will be an opportunity for you to kind of reflect, pull back, and also take in what you need from this. So I think oftentimes when we're finding that we're in a place of not receiving support, it can happen for a couple reasons. First of all, if you are kind of challenging that status quo, if you are maybe like in my case, for example, my mom had 3 cesarean births, myself and my sisters, and she was very concerned, like, and I guess her siblings had also, they've all given birth by cesarean. She was very concerned that my body wasn't going to be able to do this. My first was born by cesarean. So as we started getting, you know, going down the line, it's like, this isn't safe. Are you going to be okay? You know, all of those like motherly good concerns and worries. But I was going against what was true for her, what was standard for her, and certainly on the unmedicated side of things. And with that third birth, having him at home, I think I just kind of like blew everything up in front of her. And I think that's a really common place for people to come at it. If you are challenging something that is uncomfortable for them, or they don't necessarily feel is possible because of their own experiences, there's things within themselves that are like bringing up red flags and concerns. That's kind of getting like put on to you. That is really, really common. So anytime you're going against the standard way of doing things, and that's how we kind of see it in the birth space too, at least like in hospital settings as well, right? So if you have your OBGYN, generally, it will probably be an OBGYN that you're having to challenge this a little bit, but there are midwives in the hospital that it's the same kind of thing where you're bringing up, yes, I'd like to do unmedicated. I don't want to be offered medication. I want to do all these like natural methods of whatever. I don't want an IV. I want to be able to walk around. I want to drink water and eat food, all that kind of stuff. If this is not the normal, natural way that these providers or these people in your life have done things, then people just don't like change. That's the reality of it. They like what they know. We are the same. And so it can kind of just cause some of that like upset and turmoil. Now that it can be as close to you as your birth partner. This can be something we see this a lot, especially with women who choose to not give birth in a hospital. They really want to take things home or into a birth center setting, and where dads are really like, wait a second, that feels unsafe. And what if something happens and you go through all the emergent things in your mind? But the truth is, we have been doing this since the dawn of time. And pregnancy and birth itself is generally very safe. It is a natural, normal way of life. There are instances, as with anything in life, just like swimming or anything else, where like things can be normal, natural, safe. And there are instances where we need a little bit of extra help, where emergencies can arise. And that's where that very small percentage, it's good to have other things in place just in case. But the actual like process of it is very safe and very good. And so I just want to encourage all of you there. Now, I want to share today kind of what you can do and places that you can find support if this is your story, including even if it's your birth partner that is maybe feeling uneasy about some of your decision making during pregnancy. And I want to speak to that for a moment, especially for young couples or even just like first time parents. I feel like that is pretty common. That can be a more common thing to come up. And it's normal. I don't want to like throw dads under the bus here, anything like that. They are concerned about you and your well-being and your safety, as well as the safety of that little baby. And so it's really normal to have a lot of questions and concerns. And it's just part of the process. It's like that processing for them to kind of like express those things and for you guys to communicate about it. So keep that in mind when we're talking about communication and concerns from a birth partner, that these are pretty normal. And as long as we are able to continue the conversation and offer solutions, that it can be a really positive thing to ask all those questions. It was the same thing when I was looking for a home birth midwife with my third baby. I didn't know anything about it. And I was asking questions like, who's certified? What kind of whatevers do you hold? Like credentials do you hold? How many babies have passed away in your care? How many, you know, I was like grilling all of these things. And a lot of these questions were just coming from a place of I'm scared because I don't know. And so those are good questions to ask, because then as we get information, we get more information, then we can settle down and be a little bit more confident about our own decisions. So questioning is not a bad thing. I would say let's just make sure that we're offering solutions and trying to be positive along the way, which can be hard. Pregnancy, hormones, life, it's all a real thing. But if you don't have support, what should you do? I'd say the very first thing, first of all, if you are here and you don't have support, you're in the right place, because I think the first thing that you should do is fill your mind with all of those really positive, educated things that you can. Learn everything that you can about pregnancy and birth, the process, the mindset, the ins and outs, how you're going to work with a birth partner, how you're going to work with your body, what is going to happen during that process, what's normal, what's not. All of that stuff is going to be really useful for you to know, but it's also good to communicate to other people in your life that may not be supportive. And so the other part of that is when we don't have that knowledge, then we can allow fear and doubt to creep in because we don't have anything to pull from. We don't have any information to grab from to say when somebody's approaching us and saying, yeah, but what if this happens? We're like, oh, shoot, I didn't think about that. And then your mind goes off in all the trail of the scary things versus, well, what if this happens? And you're like, oh, well, here's some alternatives. And I know that this, and it's actually not really that normal or whatever the case. When you have that information to pull from, it makes things a little bit easier for sure. I'd say, obviously, taking a really thorough birth course is going to be your best friend. You know that we have the My Essential Birth course. I'd love to see you in there. But the truth is, when you know what to expect about pregnancy, including how to keep yourself healthy and low risk, which is the very first thing that I go over within that course, it's all about simple exercises, moving your body, getting 20 to 30 minutes of raising your heart rate every day if possible, or at least a couple of times a week, eating good, healthy, strong foods, eating high protein and a well-balanced diet, making sure you're taking a good prenatal vitamin, getting enough water, doing the things that you can, eliminating sugar, caffeine if possible, alcohol, drugs, all of that kind of stuff to get your body really healthy, really strong, staying on top of all the things that you can do to keep that body healthy and low risk. And then obviously something that's going to take you right into, here's the actual process of birth. Here's what it looks like from beginning to end. Here's what you can expect from your body, the physical sensations, the emotional stuff going on, the spiritual stuff. And then literally like from the inside out, what's your cervix doing? What's your baby doing? How do they work together? All of that kind of stuff is going to be really great into the labor. And this is stuff that if you're able to pull your birth partner along with you, what a benefit it's going to be to both of you. My favorite thing that I hear from fathers when they take a good birth course is, I didn't know that I didn't know. And once they start learning, I mean, men in general, I think, are very, not just want to fix it, they want to be useful. They want to be helpful. And if they don't know what to do, they don't know what the process looks like, it's all this like foreign thing, and they just want to like love on you and take care of you, it's scary to a point of not knowing what to do so much that they back away instead of leaning in. And so as you learn, as your birth partner learns, as you practice things like meditation and relaxation, and even labor rehearsals together, all of that kind of comes together and it becomes this beautiful flow of here's how we're going to work together through the birth process. It is bonding and helps that communication even throughout pregnancy. The other thing that I would say along with that is as you're listening to the podcast, like shoot dad some, hey, this was a really great one. I think you should listen to it with me. Like listen to how I can work through these or listen to what you can do to help me here. All of that stuff is going to be really helpful. All of the knowledge that you learn along the way is going to build confidence. It's going to build trust in your body. It's going to build trust in yourself. It's hopefully going to give you some excitement and oomph behind talking to a provider and feeling like you can hold your own in a conversation when you're talking about some medical things or how you want the process to go or how to interview different providers. There's a lot of good information that comes from good knowledge from a good birth course. The other thing I would say is making sure, and I know I talked about maybe friends that are sharing experiences and they're not great and stuff, just like this mom had shared at the beginning of the podcast, but listening to positive birth stories as often as you can. So yes, you can still talk to your friends about all the things. And it's really important that we aim towards what kind of energy do we want coming in, right? Because what we listen to, what we watch, who we interact with, all of that has a bearing on how we feel on the day to day. And I think when we are pregnant, those things are heightened. I actually think part of that is because of that little spirit inside of us. I've truly always felt like connected to my baby, connected to my father in heaven when I am pregnant. And I think all of that is heightened. All of those things are heightened when we've got a new, special, pure, little, awesome spirit inside of us. And we tend to be more sensitive to some of those things. So making sure that we are listening to positive people, listening to positive birth stories. When you talk with your midwife or your provider, that what you're getting back is positive, it's supportive. All of those things can help you feel more supported. I think another thing too is when you're listening to other moms, when they share their birth stories, and like say that you're going for an unmedicated birth, for example, when you're hearing other moms share their birth stories of how they did it unmedicated and it was this like beautiful thing or that was hard and they like worked through it, but it was like so worth it on the other side, it really does give you strength. It does from the inside out, nothing like it. Now, say that you don't have supportive people around you, or maybe you just want to know who can support you. So if you don't have the people in your immediate sphere, well, first of all, I'm going to tell you to find a really supportive provider if you can. There are always going to be instances, whether that is because of where you live, what's available, what your insurance covers, you know, whatever, that make it so you have to choose certain providers. They may or may not be supportive, and that's just a reality of it. But should you have the opportunity to choose your provider and interview several, please take my advice on this. Interview at least three providers. At least three. And tell me if you can't tell a difference between like those three, like who's going to serve you best. And what'll happen is if it's not one of those three, you will have done it three times. You're going to feel a little more confident going and searching for another one. But when you find a provider that is supportive, it feels like you are happy when you're with them. You don't feel like you're having to fight for what you're asking for. You feel like you and your provider are on the same page. You feel like you're in charge of your body and your birth experience, that you're asking for input to make a decision, not to be told what to do. That is what it feels like when you are with a supportive provider. And a supportive provider, even when you don't have a supportive birth partner or mother or someone nearby, that provider can really be a rock for you too. So, making sure that you're still in charge of your birth, your body, your space, but utilizing that provider in a way that serves you. So if that is a possibility for you, absolutely do it. The other thing I'm going to tell you to do, especially if you don't have a birth partner who is supportive at the time, definitely if you're feeling like that birth partner needs more support to support you, whether or not they're supportive, I'd say get a doula. Doulas are incredible. This is kind of our sweet spot, right? This is where we can bridge the gap. And the whole point is that we as doulas are there to support moms in however they choose to give birth, whatever way they want to give birth. We are there for educational purposes in a way that does not tell mom one way or another. One of my favorite things that I learned when I was training to become a doula, it was taught by one of the women there. And she said, if you are presenting information to a mother, to a couple, you will know that you've done it right if they don't know which side of the coin you're on. So if I'm presenting information about vaccines or circumcision or breastfeeding or induction or getting an epidural, if I'm presenting information on any of that, it is supposed to be non-biased information so that parents can make a decision. That means I tell them the risks, the benefits, all of the good stuff of all these decisions, and then I support whatever decision they make moving forward. My job as a doula is not, I don't work for the provider, I work for you. And so that means whatever you're looking to do, whatever your birth, whatever you feel good about for your birth, I'm there to support that. Any good doula is going to do the exact same thing. So they provide emotional and physical support. And what I really like to, and this is definitely what my doula did for me, what I really like too is having kind of a third party there that is not closely emotionally involved. It can work if it's a sister or mom or something too, but having a doula there that's like, they've seen it before, they've done it themselves before, they can just kind of be that person that makes things feel calm because they're calm, if that makes sense. My doula during my third birth, I swear she like didn't do much of anything in the way of, I didn't need her for a lot of like education or ideas or anything like that. But I did need her there just to know that I was okay. So that when she wasn't freaking out, or when she was telling my husband he was doing a good job, or when she said things were like, I was doing great, that like I was okay. Like that kind of like brought me in and I'm like, okay, that's like my steady post over here. So the other thing that's really great about doulas, like I said, they kind of bridge that gap. So whoever is in the birth space with you, whether that's a mom or your birth partner or your sister, whoever, they can help make that a really great experience. They don't get in the way of, they never take the place of a birth partner, unless that birth partner is like, that's the reason you were hired, because that birth partner is unhelpful or whatever, which I have been hired for those. You still don't take the place, but you do step in where needed. But the point is that you like work to get them to work together, good communication, helping one another, whatever that looks like, so that they have a really great experience afterwards. I think of myself as like, I'm just kind of in the background, which is not totally true. I'm very hands-on. I'm doing a lot of things. I'm working very hard. But the goal is that I'm kind of like just back here, like you're doing your thing. I'm just here supporting that, holding that space. Even afterwards, like unless I'm asked to get into a picture, I'm like, I'm just back. Like this is the family's place, you know? So anyways, that I really do think that a good doula can be a wonderful, wonderful thing. You can find them in local Facebook groups. Certainly, even within the My Essential Birth group, there have been questions like, hey, anybody in this location? Do you know of people here and there? Dona.org is another one. DoulaMatch.net. There's a bunch of places online that you can find them. I will definitely link some in the show notes for you guys so that you can go and take a look. But yes, like local Facebook groups. Sometimes there's even like local doula groups. You can search for whatever near me, like doulas near me, and see what pops up. It will be much more minimal than what may actually be around you. The other place that you can look is any of your local childbirth educators. So you can definitely ask around there. You can call local birth centers and ask the midwives. They should have recommendations for those things. Now, another question is, should I include my family in my birth space anyway? So if you have a mom or a sister or somebody that is planning to be in the birth space, and they're not supportive or they're concerned, or you know the vibe. Should you have them in your birth space anyways? And I am going to say probably not. That is something that I wish, I mean no harm by saying this, but I wish I probably should have done that with my first baby. There were people in my birth space who meant well, who loved me, who also had their own concerns, and it would have been better for me to maybe not have that in the space. It ended up being fine. However, I did learn my lesson in the sense that I was like, it was fine. It really was. And I think for my next births, I'm going to do it this way. So if it's something that they're like maybe skeptical or they don't quite understand why you would choose that or what's going to happen, they're not necessarily unsupportive. They're just kind of like, I don't really know what to expect. That's different. If they are straight up like, you shouldn't be doing this, or you're worried that they're gonna encourage certain things if the doctor says something, or anyways, if you know if this is going to be a positive or a negative in your birth space, but you're afraid to make the decision, I'm going to tell you that you won't regret making that decision come labor time and postpartum. I would highly recommend to do that. So it might be a little feather ruffly in the beginning, but I have a feeling it's going to be worth it for you and for your family. If having them in your birth space is going to be a distraction and not the good kind. So some people, it's like so good to have them there because you're like, yes, you're the like comedy relief I need, or like whatever. Like, yes, I would love you to be that kind of distraction. That's great. If this person is going to distract you from being able to breathe through and work contractions, being able to focus and get into your mind in a really happy place because you're worried about what's happening over there, things like that. If this person is going to put any kind of fear or doubt into your mind, then obviously those things are going to be a no for the birth space. And yes, it can hurt feelings and it's okay, right? That is the part of us that's like, I'm going to be an adult in this situation. I'm going to draw some boundaries in this situation. It might be uncomfortable. Ultimately, I think it will be positive for your birth experience. It is the most vulnerable I think that you can ever be, is to be in that birth space. And so the people that are allowed in there should be the ones that are going to keep that space very clean and nice and comfortable for you. Either way, I think it's really important that you don't feel bad, that you get to choose, and it's okay to be firm. So protect that piece. Now, maybe you're wondering, what are some other ways that I can prepare? So I already said podcast, birth course, including people that you can, that have work for you to be in those spaces to do really positive things, including your birth partner and all of that kind of stuff as often as possible, as much as they are willing. And then maybe even choose some books and or affirmations. So I know Ina May's Guide to Childbirth is a really fun one for you to read. Birth affirmations can be super wonderful, and anything that you can think of, especially I'll add the find it and flip it exercise here again, but anything that you can think of that you are worried about, fearful of, concerned, angry, like any of those like not great emotions, do what you can to figure out where it's coming from. Put a name to it. I feel whatever. And then write yourself two affirmations on the other side of it. It's like, I feel scared that you're doing a birth center or home birth. I feel scared that something terrible is going to happen and I won't be at the hospital. Well, maybe two positives would be, I trust my body during the birth process to birth my baby safely. I trust my provider to let me know if there is a reason for transfer. And those were off the top of my head. So you make whatever is going to sound good and confident and wonderful for you. But there is a lot that can be happening on the inside that we maybe don't give enough attention to in the way of like our mindset and spiritually, like how we're feeling, our emotions, all of that kind of stuff, that can actually play a really big part in how we feel when we're in labor, but also even the like physical progression, comfort that we feel, like the physical comfort that is happening or physical pain. That can all stem from, it's all very connected to our emotions and our thoughts. So if we can kind of take those things captive, kind of control what we can in the way of those kinds of things, then we'll have a lot more power over our birth experience in a very positive way. But even just simple affirmations like, this is my baby and my journey. My priorities matter. I'm confident and capable. My body is designed to give birth. I can do anything for a minute. Those kinds of things repeated over and over again out loud in the mirror daily can give you the confidence that you were looking for. So also, I hope that you find even online sources as a way of finding support. So if you are having a rough day or you're feeling like, gosh, I just need something positive in my life, I hope that you can turn on the podcast and have a really great rest of your day. Or I hope you can join me in the Facebook group and ask the questions there, or just like vent and let everybody else kind of like breathe life into you. Those are all the really positive things that we can do to support each other and support ourselves during pregnancy. So if you don't have support, close by, just know that there are many, many women cheering you on from afar and hopefully from not too far, even here on the podcast. So with that, I hope you guys have a great week and I will see you back soon.
If you loved what you heard today, the very best way to support this podcast and help other moms to find it is to leave a quick review. I read one at the beginning of the episodes and I would love for yours to be next. And if you're ready for even more pregnancy, birth, and postpartum goodness, come join me in the My Essential Birth course at myessentialbirth.com, where I will hold your hand and walk you through pregnancy and birth step by step so you're totally prepared for a birth you'll love. See you next week.